Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we would like to teach you how to say surfing in Chinese. We have a surfing instructor, George Story. Hi, George, 你好。
你好, hi.
Right, surfing. When did you start surfing?
I started surfing when I was 16.
Okay, and where was that?
North Spain.
All right, but now you teach surfing.
Yes.
In Cornwall.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay.And then, so why did you decide to take that as a profession? Of course, you had a lot of fun when you were 16 in north of Spain, just like lots of people did.
Yes, my background was skiing as a skier and snowboarder and as a teacher. And I was competing at skiing. And then at 16, I just assumed, like every 16-year-old boy, that I'd be able to surf.
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed it would be easy.
Right.
And I could do lots. I was very lucky. I love sport and it sort of came to me quite easily. And...Yeah, I just thought, wow, surfing, let's just give that a go as well. Let's add that to my list of things I can do. And it was absolutely impossible. It was really difficult. Yeah, to try and teach myself and just to go out into the water, I couldn't lie on the board. I couldn't balance on the board. And it was, yeah, it probably, I'm very pleased there's no video footage of it.
But now you're a surfing expert. That means that you did something right.
Yeah, I'm very stubborn.
Okay, that's a good quality. Okay, I guess to be good at something, you need to be very stubborn.
Yeah, I became slightly obsessed by something that I found incredibly difficult, and I had no point of reference, and no one in my family has ever surfed.
Okay.
So I guess that sort of
fulfilled my... You were the pioneer.
My slightly rebellious spirit. I had something that was all mine.
Right, okay, let's come back to that later. The way to say surfing in Chinese, we say 冲浪.
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 Yeah, only two words. Let's start with the second one. 浪 means the wave.
Okay.
浪.
浪.
Yeah, 浪.
浪.
浪. And it's the fourth tone, so we go down. 浪.
浪.
The character is the water. On the left, there's a water combination with something means good. So good water is the wave.
Okay, brilliant.
浪.
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 Yeah, so it could be any wave. And here, you are surfing on top of the wave. Is that on top?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go underneath too, right?
Yeah, you can go inside the wave, but you surf on the face of the wave,
yeah.
But not kind of on top of the wave, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you're in the wave.
In the wave.
I guess you say surf in the wave.
In the wave.
Yeah,
okay.
In the wave.
Okay. Yeah. So the first word, 冲.
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 冲. 冲. First tone.
Does it go flat tone?
Flat.
冲
冲 that's it, so go flat.
冲冲
yeah, 冲 means to rush, to wash off something.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you flush the toilet, that's also 冲.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same word, same verb. So in this case, you surf in the wave, we say 冲浪.
冲浪
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 yeah, 冲浪. So,
冲浪.
And then you, as the instructor, surfing instructor, we can call you a 冲浪教练
冲浪教练
教练
冲浪教练
冲浪教练 So 冲浪 is surfing and 教练 means instructor. 教 is to teach, 练 is the practice. So 教练
教练
Yeah, 冲浪教练
冲浪教练
Yeah, so earlier we talked about 冲浪 when you started a 16-year-old boy and been a rebellious one, and then you decided to do something your family hasn't done, because I know your whole family are good skiers. So in this case, what does it taketo become good at something in addition to being stubborn? You need to have a good 教练 as well, right? Did you have a good one?
No, I taught myself.
And this is why it was.
And I think surfing is not like skiing. There wasn't this obvious infrastructure to plug into. You know, I'd seen pictures and I'd seen film of surfing.
Yep.
And I knew what it feels like to ski and to go down steep mountains. And I just thought that surfing was going to be something that would fulfill...That feeling when there wasn't snow in the mountains. So it was going to be my summer thing. And I became kind of obsessed with it. And the thing about surfing, which is so different to skiing, is it's very easy to get a piece of equipment that makes it almost impossible to surf.
Mm-hmm.
So the advanced surfing equipment and what most people see as a surfboard is almost impossible for a learner to surf on.
Right.
So if you're learning to ski or you're skiing, you go into a ski hire shop and they will give you a pair of skis.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not be perfect, but you'll be able to ski
on
them.
To do something.
And the ski instructor straight away will look and go, okay, yeah, these are fine, but maybe we'll change them a little bit, but you'll still be able to do your surfing.
Right, but surfing is not the same.
Surfing is completely different because the board has to float. And if the board's too small, it sinks. And if you sink, you can't catch a wave.
Right.
You can't balance. You have no stability.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like your surfing Chonglang experience is, of course, self-taught to start with. But being a professional athlete, you are able to bring all the disciplines and technique, including teaching and also in terms of the sporting. And you come out with a creative process to have your own way of teaching, your own way of surfing. So, in fact, you created your own style. Can I say that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So your Chonglang has your own style. So when you look at other sports, for example, skiing, 滑雪, you look at someone skiing, you know, okay, that's a style from the 60s, and that's a style from the 90s. Oh, yeah, that's a new style. That's a new carving ski. You look at the way they ski, you know what type of skiing they're wearing. Do you have the same thing in surfing in Chonglang's world?
Yes, but you celebrate it. So in surfing, you might deliberately surf with an old-fashioned board,
mm-hmm.
and you might deliberately reference in your style
mm-hmm.
Surfing from the 70s. And it's a very stylized, that kind of retro stylization became very, very fashionable
okay.
in the last 10 years.
You wear the matching outfit as well?
Depends.
Ritual style?
Sometimes you can, yeah. I mean, and there is a lot of this. If you look at, certainly, so with Chonglang, mm-hmm. We have two types of board.
Mm-hmm.
Short board and long board.
Yeah.
And they're just very different styles. The short board style tends to be faster, more progressive.
Sure.
And the long board style tends to be smoother and more flowing.
Yeah, sounds like skiing. So the surfing board, we say Chonglang Ban.
Chonglang Ban.
Yeah, it's the plank. So Chonglang Ban is the surfing board.
And do you just have one word for surfboard?
Yeah, Chonglang Ban.
Chonglang Ban.
Ban is the plank in general. Could be anything. So Chonglang Ban, and then when you talk about the short one, we say Duan.
Duan.
Duan is the tone, and it means short. Duan.
Duan.
Duan. Chonglang Ban.
Chonglang Ban.
Yeah, Chonglang Ban, surfing board. Or if you really want, you can get rid of surfing to say Duan Ban, but people may struggle to understand unless they know the context. And then to say the long one, long is Chang.
Chang.
Yeah, Chang is a second tone. Chang.
Chang.
Yeah, Chang, Chonglang Ban.
Chonglang Ban.
Yeah, so you have the Chonglang fashion, sounds like, with different types of ban, banzi. You can say ban or banzi, that's the same thing. And then, so the outfit, you wear the wetsuit, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so in colder water, mm-hmm. you have to have a wetsuit to mm-hmm. keep you warm.
And so wetsuit fashion? Or is more
they
more
can
function.
Be. It's primarily function, but
okay.
yeah, I'm sure some people will see a very colourful wetsuit and think that reflects their personality
right.
maybe more.
It's good for photography.
Yeah.
So are you also a wave chaser? You see, you hear somewhere, you know somewhere has the best waves, therefore you go there to do your surfing, Chonglang.
Yeah, the world is a big, beautiful place and
mm-hmm.
you can Chonglang
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many coastlines, so
okay.
you can travel all around the world
mm-hmm.
and at all times of the year. So skiing has a season.
Yep.
Chonglang is year-round.
It's all year-round.
Yeah,
okay.
There's always a wave somewhere.
Right. Okay. And then where is your favorite place so far?
I love Hawaii, and I've been very fortunate to spend time there the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I love Fiji. It's beautiful. But
right.
my favorite place is home in Cornwall, where I live.
Right. Okay.
It's
and
very
then,
unique. It's beautiful.
The scenery is beautiful, and then the weather doesn't bother you. For example, sometimes it could be raining.
No,
do you also do that?
I'm getting wet anyway. So
that's true.
It's a great sport for people that just don't mind, that love being outdoors, because you're going to get wet. So if it's raining, it's the perfect thing to do.
That's true, yes. And then some people compare between skiing and snowboarding. So when a snowboarder go to do the surfing, Chonglang, do they become better? Are they better in this case because it's sort of...
Because they're sideways, because it's a side
mm-hmm.
stance sport.
Yeah.
It's quite different because you surf out of your back foot more. So it's if snowboarders ride powder snow, so
yeah.
like soft, deep
mm-hmm.
snow,
yeah.
they'll be able to surf.
Right.
And all I say, when a snowboarder comes, because on a snowboard, you turn from your front foot
yeah.
on the piste.
Mm-hmm.
And from a surfboard, everything is from the back foot.
I see.
So it's, if you snowboard in powder a lot, then
mm-hmm.
yeah, surfing, you'll be, yeah, you'll take to surfing really well.
Right.
I think the difference is people that are naturally very good at sport. So if they've achieved a high level in another sport,
mm-hmm.
They're trainable.
Right.
So you can translate a lot of what they know already. And my job is really, rather than starting from the beginning, it's taking all the things people already have and just translating them into a new format.
Right, just like Michael Jordan can play baseball if he wants to.
Yeah, I don't, you're taking me off my subject. I'm not going to commit to whether Michael Jordan can play baseball at a high level or not.
But, okay.
I imagine he would
do better than me.
He would be trainable.
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen you yet, but I imagine your baseball is excellent.
No, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't. Okay.
The fact that I'm Taiwanese doesn't mean that I can play baseball. That's one of the few sports Taiwanese can play.
Baseball.
Yeah,
cool.
It is. Okay. Great. Thank you so much, George. We chatted a lot about surfing. Chonglang. And you are the Chonglang 教练.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you are also a good 教练 for many subjects in life as well. I look forward to talking to you more, George.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about chonglang, surfing. The way to say surfing board is chonglangban. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and come back to listen to Talk Chinese tomorrow. Bye, 再见.